This evening, Martha Stewart stepped down as the CEO of her own company, Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia, saying it was the right thing to do. For now, she will remain on her company's board. Earlier today, Stewart was officially charged with securities fraud and obstruction of justice in connection with her sale of 4,000 shares of ImClone stock 18 months ago. Stewart pleaded not guilty to all charges. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Stewart appeared at the courthouse early in the afternoon for her arraignment. She then left the building, fighting her way through a huge crowd of reporters without commenting. U.S. officials charged Stewart with securities fraud and obstruction of justice. The government charges that Stewart decided to sell her shares of ImClone after receiving an illegal tip from her broker, Peter Bukanovic of Merrill Lynch, that insiders at the company were dumping their shares. U.S. Attorney James Comey says that when questioned by investigators, Stewart and Bukanovic concocted a phony story about why the shares were sold.
This criminal case is about lying. Lying to the FBI, lying to the SEC, and lying to investors. That is conduct that will not be tolerated by anyone. Martha Stewart is being prosecuted not because of who she is, but because of what she did.
According to the indictment, Stewart told investigators that she got rid of her ImClone stock only because it had dipped below $60 a share, and she said she had a pre-existing arrangement with Bukanovic to sell it if it fell below that threshold. U.S. officials say no such arrangement existed. The indictment says Bukanovic later altered Stewart's records to try to substantiate her claim. U.S. officials also say Stewart falsely told investigators she had never discussed the ImClone investigation with Bukanovic in the weeks after the sale. And in perhaps the most serious evidence against her, the indictment says she briefly tried to alter a computer phone log of the day the shares were sold to cover up the fact that Bukanovic had passed on illegal information to her. Jill Fish is professor of law at Fordham University.
Manipulating the documentary evidence is exactly the same kind of thing that we saw in the Anderson case, right? Changing documents isn't any different than destroying documents. And that's why I think the government's case on these charges is pretty strong.
The government has also secured the cooperation of one very important witness, Bukanovic's assistant, who processed the stock sale. The assistant has told investigators he was given money and a week off to lie to investigators about what happened. Both Stewart and Bukanovic could face jail time if convicted. The government also wants Stewart barred from serving as a director for a public company, but it did not rule out a future role for her at Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia, the company she founded. That means that despite her resignation as chairman early this evening, she could retain some ties to the company. Wayne Carlin is regional director at the SEC.
That's on purpose because the commission recognizes that this is a company with lots of employees and lots of investors, and there's no desire to do anything that unnecessarily injures those people.
Whatever the evidence against her, Stewart made clear today she is not going down without a fight. Her lawyer released a statement suggesting she was being persecuted because she is a celebrity who successfully competed in a man's business world. And because U.S. officials have so far been unable to indict top executives at companies like Enron and WorldCom, where much more serious fraud was committed. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.